In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. A lot of us have made our way out this morning, but as we look at this verse in Isaiah 40:31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Our topic today is wait. Wait. And the question is that we sometimes ask ourselves, or we ask God, why is it that certain things in life do not happen when we think they should? And sometimes the answer is simply wait, that God gives us wait. And sometimes that's not a very pleasant answer. But the Lord showed me, he showed me that WAIT is actually an acronym, which explains why sometimes it's the case. And there are various reasons. The W stands for wrong or sin. Wrong. And that can actually be two different flavors of sin. Past sin, there may be some things that we have done which have disqualified us, and we must rectify these things before proceeding. You can take a look at Psalms. You can jot this down for future reference. Psalm chapter 66, verse 18, or Psalm 119, verse 11. If you have regarded iniquity in your heart, that may disqualify you for some things. So that's some past sin. But sometimes there's a future sin. Sometimes an apparent obstacle is actually protecting us from sinning or from going the wrong way. An example of that would be Balaam's donkey. Balaam was annoyed that the donkey was delaying him, making him wait. However, in actuality, the donkey was protecting him by preventing Balaam from walking in a path where God did not want him to go. If Balaam had continued on this path, he would have been killed. So that wait for Balaam protected him from a future sin. So the W is wrong, which is sin, and it's a past sin or future sin, which may be a part of that aspect of waiting. So that's W, the wrong. The A stands for alignment. Alignment. And there's a couple different aspects of the alignment. Sometimes it may be an alignment of your heart. God may be giving us time or opportunity or signals to get our lives, our heart, our soul, our spirit, our attitudes, our character more in line with the Word of God and more in line with God's call on our lives. And that's a whole topic which we can go into for hours. But there may be an alignment of our heart that's required. But secondly, there may be an alignment of skills that are required. Maybe sometimes there are some skills that we have not learned yet, some knowledge, some techniques, some credentials that you will be needing in your next chapter. And you don't have them yet, and so you have to wait. A very interesting and powerful, powerful passage of Scripture is in Exodus chapter 23. Verse 27 to 30, Exodus chapter 23, in 27, the Lord says, I will send my terror. The Israelites are moving from one place to another, and the Lord says, I will send my terror ahead of you and throw into confusion every nation you encounter. I will make all your enemies turn their backs and run. I will do this and that, he said. But in 29, he says, verse 29, I will not drive them out in a single year, because if I did that, the land would become desolate and the wild animals too numerous for you. Instead, little by little, I will drive them out before you until you have increased enough to take possession of the land. So in other words, they weren't ready. They weren't ready for the Lord. The Lord said, I can't deliver you right now. You ain't ready for me to deliver you right now. So there's a wait for your skills. This may need to happen for alignment of skills, and in addition to the alignment of heart. So that's the A in weights. And actually, there's a couple other under alignment. So there was an alignment of heart, alignment of skills. There may be an alignment of people that are required. There are some people that are not yet in place that you're going to need. An example, is with Joseph. As he was in prison, he had to wait. And he wasn't able to get out until the right people, this baker and the cupbearer, came into place. He had to wait until they got in place. So there's an alignment of people that had to be there. There's an alignment of situations that need to be there. Sometimes, and there's situations that there is nothing you can do to change or accelerate this. For the people part, there was nothing that Daniel could do to change or accelerate that. That was external to him. The alignment of the heart is something you can do. The alignment of the skills is something you can do. But the alignment of the people and the situations, sometimes that's completely external to you, and there's nothing that you can do about it. And the alignment of the situations, there's a couple different examples of that. Sometimes you have to wait for bad situations to change. For example, the Israelites had to spend 40 years in the desert until the disobedient generation died. Sometimes it's a matter of waiting for good situations to come about, and Joseph waiting for the baker and the cupbearer. Sometimes you have to wait for something to complete its natural time of preparation, which you cannot violate the principles of nature. For example, although when you look at a mother should learn from each child how to be a better mother, but still, it takes 9 months to birth the last child, just as it took 9 months to birth the first child. It's just a natural principle. Some things take a certain amount of time. And in pregnancy, it's actually interesting to note that if you look at the various creatures that God has placed on the planet, they actually have different gestation periods. A rabbit, for example, has a 31-day gestation period for a mother rabbit to bear a young rabbit. A human has a 270-day gestation period. An elephant has a 660-day gestation period. Why am I mentioning that? Because as it is in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. Stop trying to keep up with the Joneses. You may be looking at someone else and say, Lord Jesus, how come their thing, their vision was birthed in that short amount of time, but my vision, oh my God, it's taken forever. It may be that their vision was a rabbit, but God has an elephant-sized vision prepared for you, and it just has a longer gestation period. And just you just need to wait, okay? And so the A for wait stands for alignment, and that stood for alignment of your heart, alignment of your skills, alignment of people, alignment of situations. The I in wait stands for increases. Increases. Waiting increases patience. Waiting increases patience. Patience is an important requirement for all Christians. Galatians 5:22, we see that patience is one of the fruits of the Spirit. Colossians chapter 1, verse 10 talks about endurance and patience. Colossians 3, verse 12 says, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Hebrews 6, verse 12 says, imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. Patience is defined as the capacity to endure hardship, difficulty, or inconvenience without complaint. Let me say that again. Patience is defined as the capacity to endure hardship, difficulty, or inconvenience without complaint. It emphasizes calmness, self-control, and the willingness or ability to tolerate delay. Patience increases, this I stands for increases, patience increases the following areas of our life. It increases our faith. I don't have time to go into it in detail, but you can look at 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7. We live by faith, not by sight. You can look at Hebrews 11, verse 7, which talks about what is faith. So patience increases our faith. It increases our hope. Look at Romans chapter 5, verse 3 to 4. It increases our strength of character, and it increases our dependence on God. In fact, if we look at Romans chapter 5, verse 3 to 4 in the Living Bible, it reads, "We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know they are good for us. They help us learn to be patient. And patience develops strength of character in us and helps us trust God more each time we use it, until finally hope and faith are strong and steady." That's Romans chapter 5, verse 3 to 4 in the Living Bible translation. So that was increases. It increases our patience, and patience increases our faith and hope, strength of character, and dependence on God. Finally, the T in wait stands for test. Sometimes the wait is there to test us. To test us in order to know what is in our hearts, whether or not we will keep his commands, and to test our faith to see whether or not it is strong and pure. You can look at 1 Peter 1, verses 6 and 7, 1 Peter 1, verses 6 and 7, and Deuteronomy 8, chapter 1 to 15. Deuteronomy 8, chapter 1 to 15. I don't have time to go into it this morning, but I will share with you Psalm 66, verse 10 to 12, says, "For you, O God, tested us. You refined us like silver. You brought us into prison and laid burdens on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us to a place of abundance." So we said W in wait stands for wrong, which was sin. The A in wait stands for alignment, align our skills, align our heart. The I stands for increases, and the T stands for test. But if you put it all together, we see another message. Wrong alignment increases test. Wrong alignment increases test. If you don't act properly during the wait period, you will actually increase the weight, increase the test. So it's important to stay encouraged, to do what you're supposed to do during the test, during the wait.
Amen. Amen.
Hebrews 10, verse 23 says, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful."
Yeah.
And a scripture I've shared with you before, which bears repeating, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3, "For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will surely come and will not delay." Be blessed. 1, 2, 3.
Jubilee. Hallelujah.